As with Java, JavaScript has a whole bunch of date methods and properties with the basic instruction, construct a date. So you say today equals new capital D ATE, open parentheses, close parentheses, where you can actually have an optional date inside the constructor. It defaults to today's date and time. And then it's stored internally as the number of seconds since January 1st of 1970. And then you have a whole bunch of methods that present the date in almost every conceivable fashion and extract every conceivable parameter of the date, such as Greenwich Mean Time, etc.